Frederick, and it's time to rise and shine with the Morning News Express on 930 WFMD.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Time now for Talkin' Sports with Greg Swiatek from the Frederick News Post.
Sounds like we're going to have some disagreements
A great game last night. I mean, it was a fantastic game. Maryland just barely eked it out over Wisconsin.
Ah, very good. Yeah, yes, right? That's the game we're all talking about.
That's the game we're all talking about.
Yes.
The Super Bowl, which, you know, I guess if you're a fan of high scoring and no defense, then you were pretty happy with last night's
but
game.
But I think it was good offense, though. I mean, I think it was clever, good offense beating defense. I don't think the defenses were
horrible.
They were making some stops.
They were horrible.
Not stops, but they were making good tackles.
What was the total number of yards? I mean, Tom Brady threw for over 500 yards in a losing cause.
I know. He played really well. I thought Foles and Brady were both fantastic. So Foles especially. I mean, just to rise to the occasion on that stage. I mean, I thought he was fantastic. Doug Peterson was gambling on fourth and one with that.
It's not really a gamble. At fourth and one.
Yeah, but you could come away with no points on that drive.
Or you could put the Patriots on the half-yard line with 99 and a half yards to go to score.
In a game where your defense can't stop anyone, you are gambling there by going
so
for that.
So you admit that the defense can't stop anybody.
No, but that's the way the game
just
was.
You said that.
Well, right, but... I thought it was good. I thought it was good offense more than, I mean, what do you want to see? A 3-3 game or something like that?
I want to see some people hit somebody. I mean, there was one really about two.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks got knocked out of the game by a defensive hit.
Of other people's minds would have been a helmet-to-helmet hit.
No,
and
but
he's
already
a defenseless player.
No,
in
no,
a regular season,
wrong.
He would have been, that would have been a penalty.
Wrong.
He took a step. That was it.
He had established himself as a runner.
No,
yes.
You know, that and the Ertz catch. The establishment as a runner. Dez Bryant's going,
No, you're wrong. Ertz took two steps with the ball.
So did Dez Bryant.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
No,
okay.
He didn't. Okay.
All right. So, you know.
We're just going to be disagreeable this morning.
Well,
so,
I mean, you know.
I mean, what don't you like? 41. What do you want? 6-3 in the Super Bowl? Or...
I'm just saying, all I
said
was
the 85 Bears against the 2001 Ravens.
All I said was it was a Super Bowl with no defense.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, but I attribute that to the great offense in the
You can say that. I'm
right.
Just saying that sometimes you have those great defensive teams that show you, and they had a great offense as well. And I'm saying that you had two great offenses and defenses just seemed to be And the Eagles, you know, had this supposed to be this really tough front line, and they were supposed to be a really good defense and stuff.
And they produced the game-winning play with the fumble of Tom Brady at the end. And I mean,
you know, they waited.
When the game gets to that point, when the Patriots are down six, I guess it was. And Tom Brady gets the ball back with 2 minutes. What's going to happen? I mean, we've seen the movie over and over and over again, and the ending was different this time.
It still could have happened.
The ball was knocked out of his hands.
They got the ball back again.
Right. Right, in the Hail Mary, Gronk just couldn't get off the ground. Had he been able to, he might have caught that pass, and they still had to go for two at the end of the game there. But the winning play, you could argue, was made by Brandon Graham of the Eagles defensive line. So there was some defense in
some
the game.
I'm not saying there wasn't any defense,
right.
But I'm just like, okay. All right, 1,000 yards total or over 1,000 yards total, the most in NFL Super Bowl history.
And I choose to credit the offenses rather than lament the why couldn't the defenses stop anyone.
Okay, if you credit the offense, then you have to agree with me that the defenses couldn't stop anybody.
Well, I mean the numbers. I mean,
even though they worked up a great offensive scheme, and that's fine. But
right,
you know.
but you're like saying, what's wrong with the defense? I'm saying what's wrong with the defense is the offenses were just better. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So. Yeah, so you don't want to see a bunch of, there was one punt in the game. You don't want to see a bunch of
I don't
punting.
Want to see, I saw an NBA game. I saw an NBA All-Star game.
now.
Everybody just walking up and down the field just scoring.
The Patriots lost Brandon Cooks and they kept humming offensively. I mean, it doesn't matter. They have such a team, or it doesn't matter who's in the game or who's not. They just find a way to get it done somehow. And the Eagles made a great defensive play at the end to win the game. So. And Nick Foles was great.
So now it's down to a few teams that have never won the Super Bowl, your Cleveland Browns being one of them.
Right. Well, I think there's four that have never even been. I think the Browns, Lions, Jags, and Texans have never even been in the game.
Well, the Texans haven't been around that long, so, and neither have the Jags.
Yeah, the Jags were, what, 2000 in that range, late 90s, 2000.
Yeah, I mean,
so
it's been a while.
Under 20 right. years.
The Browns are one of the first teams in the NFL.
Right. And they won several NFL championships, though, before it was called the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
You still have
those rings made out of leather?
Well, true. Yes, the rings were probably made out of leather, yes. But it's not like the Browns haven't won anything.
The hearts of fans everywhere.
Right. You need that.
And they won the first pick in the NFL draft.
You need the NFL Films voice, for sure. Yeah. But they have arguably the greatest player of all time in Jim Brown. And arguably the greatest coach of all time in Paul Brown. So they've made.
Well, they're not around anymore.
They've made their. Jim Brown is still around.
Not as playing.
Active. Right. Yes, right.
I'm sure he could probably do better than some of the running backs they have now.
Probably. How about those Wizards, huh? Without John Wall, they lose John Wall, and they go on a tear.
Trying to change the subject with me?
Oh, what? I thought you were trying to change the subject.
No, I was going with I was going to go with the Redskins.
Okay.
Who pick up Alex Smith?
Right.
And then I hear last night that there was a headline or something that the Redskins also might put the franchise tag on Kirk Cousins.
Makes zero sense to me, because then they would have to trade Kirk Cousins, and who's going to trade for Kirk Cousins at over $30 million a year? I mean, I don't understand.
They're going to want to get something from him, right?
True, but what if no one wants to trade for him at that price? What, are you going to pay two quarterbacks $50 million? eat up your salary cap with two quarterbacks? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I don't understand why they would just let him sign somewhere else. Why eat up your salary cap with two quarterbacks? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I don't understand why they would just let him sign somewhere else. Why are you committing yourself to having to trade him when you can just let him go elsewhere?
All right, let's talk some more sports when we come back after the news. But first, let's get a look at your 930 WFMD traffic. For Mid-Maryland commuters, Diana Gibson's got the details. It's the Morning News Express. Wrapping up our conversation with our buddy Greg Swantek from the Frederick News Post.
I'm just reading about the best radio personality in Frederick Magazine. Here.
There you go.
Wonder who that is.
Who is that? Tom Whalen?
I think Diana Gibson.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I was at, just real quick, was at a very nice event over the weekend, the Alvin G. Quinn Hall of Fame Banquet, which inducted a bunch of, of athletes and people who had a big impact in the sports community and in the community in Frederick County. So that was a wonderful Terrence Morris.
It's good
Morris.
To see Terrence Morris, yeah. I mean, he's one of the best athletes to ever come out of here. So it was good to see him back. And he's married now. I believe he has some kids.
Yep.
So
and he's tall.
He's tall.
Really tall.
Yeah, you don't often run into 6'7" guys. And you're like, man, he didn't look that tall on TV. It's because everyone's nearly that tall. So...
yeah, some very some wonderful athletes who were inducted into the Alvin G. Quinn.
Was it a nice ceremony? I wasn't there.
I'm trying to think of everybody. Megan Jebbia was put in. Kelby Connolly, also Sherry Huckleberry, Zach Johnson, T.J. Terrence Morris, Evan Routson from Middletown, and then Kelly Summers also. So some, you know, and they were all very humbled and honored to be in the Alvin G. Quinn Hall of Fame, and which is at the YMCA. So if you really want to see a history of sports in Frederick County, that's where you need to go. They actually have a room with multimedia stuff and. and
did you knock him dead with some one-liners?
I tried. I don't know if it was any. I don't know if I succeeded or not.
Did you get a couple laughs? Anyway?
I got a couple. I got maybe one or two laughs. Maybe
you were steering toward the older demographic.
Yes, of course.
It was flying over the kids.
Yes, I. Well, there wasn't that many kids there. I did. There was one where it said Terrence Morris when he stepped off of the podium. They had risers and stuff. Even when he stepped off of that, he was taller than I was.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty humbling.
And I'm not that small.
Right. Not at all.
And I used his, I bought some raffle, what do you call them, 50-50 tickets.
Yep.
And it was an arm's length for whatever, $10 or something. So I used Terrence Morris's arm.
You should have had me there and I could have gotten on a step stool or something like that to interview him.
Bill Cawley was there.
Yeah.
He was there taking pictures with his, I think he uses a chisel.
He might.
A hammer or one of those Polaroid Instamatic cameras.
It's tough converting that into print sometimes.
He was like, hang on, I got to change the little light bulby thing that goes, the flash that goes
right.
camera. Wizards playing some great basketball.
Yeah, it's like their chemistry has been fixed without John Wall. Colin McGuire, you could ask him about this on Thursday. He said, I think the Wizards will be better without John Wall.
Colin knows who the Wizards are.
And he does. Yeah, Colin knows the sports. He'll talk to you about Super Bowl halftime shows that you enjoy and stuff like that. So
the best line I said earlier was from a friend of mine. His name is Nico, who said, I like Justin Timberlake, but why does he look like a London chimney sweeper?
Yeah, he does kind of give off that vibe. I will say that. But Colin said the Wizards were going to play better without John Wall just because. They were a weird team with him. I mean, they'd have some great wins and some weird losses, and now the team is forced to come together and play better, and that's exactly what they've done so far. I think they're 4-0 without John Wall now, with some good wins. I mean, they beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, they beat the Toronto Raptors, so they're not just beating the dregs of the league either. Okay. So, and Maryland got a big win yesterday too over Wisconsin. They had to have that. So,
and the Caps lost to the upstart team, those Las Vegas.
Yeah, the Las Vegas team has been having a really good season so far. So that expansion draft must have helped them out.
Yep. All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You go at Greg_Swatek @Greg_Swatek if you want to follow him online. There you go. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. It's the Morning News Express. Let's get a look at your 9:30 WF.